Levine. Wayne Levine. Yeah. Hey, it's Wayne Levine of BettermanCoaching.com. I'm filling in for Bruce Allen, and on the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, Bruce is on some peak in British Columbia, having a great time, and proving that there is life after divorce. And that's what we're going to be talking about in this third chapter today, men working with other men and how it helps them to be the best men they can be while dealing with one of life's most challenging passages, divorce. Joining us in this segment is a good man, a man who has been involved with our work and been to our retreats. He's calling us from the Northwest. Alan, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah, man. So we're talking to the men in the audience. We're talking to the women, too, about this work. Tell us a little bit about where you were when you first came to the men. I think the first time we met you was at the retreat that we have in Santa Barbara annually. And let's tell the men what some men are going through out there.
Sure. So I was at a low point in my life for sure. I had just in June been diagnosed with a type of cancer and had been gone through surgery and radiation. And my wife looked me in the eye and said, I can't support you through this. And to say that she folded would be an understatement. So I had to reach out for support in every way. And I reached out on the internet. I reached out with friends. I reached out with family. And I looked as soon as I was healthy enough to travel for a retreat of some kind. And probably one of the smartest things I did was to go and do that weekend, because it was another form of support that became quite important to me.
Yeah. Something we talk about all the time is, first of all, generally, this work is about you being the best man you can be all the time. And it's especially important during divorce, because that whole process can drive men crazy, can drive men homicidal. I mean, it's really no mystery why men crack, break, and do incredibly stupid things during this process, because it drives you to the brink, and it's so important to have whatever support that you can get during all phases of this thing. And so tell us a little bit about what you've learned about being an example to your kids while this is all going on.
Yeah. So when I was sick, I mean, the kids were scared, and I knew it, and I had to, the type of cancer I had, I knew it wasn't going to kill me. I just had to get through the radiation, and then I'd be fine, and that's where I am. And going through the marriage stuff and the cancer stuff at the same time was kind of okay, because I had a lot going on, and I had to figure it out, and I'm in a pretty good spot now. But I wanted to show my kids that, you know, I was strong enough, I could get through it, I was going to be okay, that I can be positive, and we're separated now, and we're headed for divorce, and they needed to see, I think, that I was well put together, and that I would always be there for them. And my relationship with my kids, they're 14, 11, and 8, is rock solid, and, you know, there's no question that I won't be there for them.
So what happens for you as a dad going through divorce when you're on your weekly call with the men? You know, how do you rely on them? How do they impact you?
Well, I learned that connection with people is really important, and I do think that I needed more men in my life to trust and to talk to and to walk through scenarios and problems. And on the weekly call, The thing I like about it best is the fact that it's not all about me. So it's not being there for an hour and you know, someone said earlier, you know, it being a pity party. You know, the men will call you on your baloney. They'll examine your motives and say, like, are you sure you did that for the right reason? You know, were you just being petty? Or and it's a sounding board to bounce things off of, and you get to hear their issues, and you can get out of your head and get into their head, and that's really useful too.
Yeah, you're in an area where you couldn't find a men's group right in your neighborhood, which is a problem that most men across the country have, and so you're having to rely on a group of men who actually they live all over the country, and they get together for one of our Better Men calls over the phone. What what has just being with the men sort of meant for you in general, and in terms of even beyond the divorce, just about you as a guy in this world?
Well, so one thing in my marriage that I gave up, and this was my fault, not her fault, was I gave up new friendships, and I really have to examine why I did that. And through getting sick, I reached out to a lot of people, and I'm changing that, and I'm changing that in a big way, which is really healthy. But the men on the phone have become good friends. You know, I can call up any one of them anytime for anything, and I do that, and that means a lot.
Right. You know, we're talking about men and sort of making an assumption about how important it is to have men in our lives. Women are fantastic, but women cannot be all things to all men. In fact, there are a lot of good women who take on that responsibility because the men sort of bring that neediness to their relationships. And one of the most important things we teach men is that, no, you have to have men in your life and develop that part of you so that you're not completely relying upon the women in your life to be your sole emotional support. So you're still in the throes of the separation. You got a long ways to go, but I would imagine that there are insights that you carry now that you'll bring to future relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, one thing is, I've learned that putting myself out there is always worth it. You know, when I had the cancer, I went pretty public with it, and I just told everyone that cared. And the reactions I got were startling. You know, it was either no reaction or unbelievable support, or then I started hearing other people's stories. And just connecting with people like that was incredible. And with respect to men in my life, I did figure out that locally I don't have enough men in my life, and I've started changing that too. And taking the time to connect with people, taking the time to looking at my time as a budget, like I would with my finances, and think, am I spending it the way I want? You know, is that what I want to do? Has been transformational. So I'm really pleased with where I am. You know, I've gone through some crazy stuff this year, and I feel good. You know, I feel very positive. I feel good about the future. I'm very, very fortunate, and having more men in my life is a big part of that.
Yeah, the transformation has been obvious, and it's just an honor to be a part of your life and see things change, and as well as all the other men. And I think one thing that men need to understand about what we're doing is it's not just about being in a men's group. It's about learning about who you are and what it means for you to be the best man you can be, so you can take it back to your life, so you can take it to your father, your brothers, your friends, and start showing up differently and creating those trusting relationships outside of the men's work, but everywhere. You know, I think that what we do is sort of ancient. It's been forgotten over the last several generations. And men just have not had enough support to spend time together alone.
Well, I've got my best friend who lives in three time zones away from me, and I talk to him probably two or three times a week and have done so for 20 years. He knows me well, and he wanted to support me through this, and he did, but he just couldn't identify with it because he was coming from a different place, so I needed other men. And I was just chatting with him the other day, and he was saying, you know, you have really changed in this last year. And he's like, I love it. But he said, don't become a megalomaniac, you know. And I said, yeah, okay, I'm okay.
Well, yeah, you know, the pendulum can swing. Men who are not getting what they truly need in their lives will become very selfish too sometimes and make it all about them, but in a very negative way. The work with the men allows you to take the time to really get filled up, to learn life lessons, to be fathered by the other men, to get the fathering you might not have gotten growing up, you know, so that you can be present with everyone in your life, including your kids. And in your case, Alan, and a lot of men who are listening, to be present in difficult situations that no matter what's going on, you can still be the best man you can be.
Yeah, this is the hardest stuff I've ever been through, you know, the cancer, the recovery, the divorce. It's hard. And just the other week I was thinking, you know, because the breakup was happening while I was sick, I didn't really give the cancer a lot of attention. And so I'm turning back to that and really examining what it meant to have a cancer diagnosis and, you know, how am I really doing? And so just looking in myself and figuring myself out is worthwhile.
Right, and that's a good piece of wisdom to all the men out there. Alan, thanks for calling in, dude.
Yeah, anytime.
So it's time for a break, yes? So if you want to know more about what we're doing, go visit bettermencoaching.com. When we come back, I'll share a little Better Men wisdom. This is the Bruce Salin Show, a dad's point of view.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
All right.
You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum.
Way down, way down.
Or else pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.